We're back again. Player profiles. I reckon this is player profile number 18 or 19, give or take one. I'm here with Chris Bradley. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good, man. How's it going?
It's going okay. Like I said to you just now, I'm upstairs sweating my ass off whilst the missus is downstairs in a nice cool, but that's okay. We endure. How are you feeling about the upcoming Faction Champs, mate?
The actual Magic playing, I feel okay, considering I haven't played Magic a lot lately. Like, I've just been smashing Arena drafts. I haven't played Highlander since the last Faction event, probably. But just hanging out with the boys, it's going to be good. That's what I'm there for.
Yeah, for sure. Have you, by any chance, had the opportunity to catch up with any of the Faction members, you know, over Christmas or anything like that? Did you spend some time with anybody, or...?
We went to Bahrain. You were there.
Yes, I was. I was definitely there. But outside of that, obviously, it's been pretty hard.
Other than that, I played volleyball with Jono and Joel, so I see those two guys. Braden as well.
I heard you guys had a good week. You just won it 4-0.
Oh. Good doesn't describe it, buddy. It was a murder.
Oh. Is that a usual score for you guys, or is usually like...
Oh, hell no. It said less about us and more about the other team.
Okay, sure. What's the usual outcome? Are you like a 50% team or a, you know, 1-3 or...?
We're like a... So usually they do like divisions of like Divi 1, 2, 3. We're like a top 3 of Divi 2.
Okay.
So decent, I guess.
And it's yourself, Jono, Braden, Nathan Jones, and anyone else?
Jonesy didn't play with us. He played with us last season. The season before last. Dallo played with us last season. And he also came in and subbed for us last week. So maybe that's why we did so well, Dallo. He's tall and athletic.
Makes sense. Yeah, it definitely makes sense. Anyway, enough about the volleyball. Tell us about your faction trip. Like, how long have you been involved with the faction? When did you come to be a part of it?
That's a good question. I don't know. I don't know how long I've been a member for the faction for. I mean, I always feel like I was a part of the faction without being a part of the faction. Like, I was always friends with everybody and stuff. But an actual member, that's a good question. I don't know. You'd have to ask Hoodie. Hoodie would know more, but I don't actually know. I think I joined the same time Joel joined, and I think Jono was slightly before both of us. Think? Sounds right. But, yeah. Maybe it was...
We'll just go with the same time as Gibbo
Jono. Yeah.
And in regards to your Magic playing, I know that used to be a common face around the the PBDQ scene, and you've played a couple of Grand Prix. Any notable finishes or, you know, big top winning events that you'd like to mention?
I was proud of my Nats. I think it was Nats MM something, one of the ones where I finished like 11th, I think, just shy of top 8.
Did you lose the winning in, or were you just playing?
No,
nah,
I lost the round before the winning in to fucking Nathan.
I do actually recall that.
Yeah, I remember the whole thing. Yeah, I remember keeping a 3 lander with a bunch of 4 drops and not hitting the land, and it still cuts me up. And Gibbo keeps telling me the keep was good, but it still cuts me up. Other than that, like a few like PTQ wins was always like good, especially winning with like not tier 1 decks. Like winning one with a Death and Taxes always feels good.
Yeah, you've always been one to, you know, play with your own ball, right? Like there's sometimes you've played meta decks, but most of the time you dance to the beat of your own drum, right? When it comes to deck brewing and deck choices.
I just like creatures, and sometimes creatures are bad, but I still just like turning them sideways.
Well, I mean, it's better to ask the questions than, you know, have to answer them most of the time. Maybe not now. Maybe not in 2021, but in 2016, 2015, maybe that was the way.
Look, sometimes I'll be playing my bear and my opponent will be putting Emrakul into the battlefield on turn 2.
Yeah.
That's just how it be. How it be sometimes.
At least you understand the way that the magic gods are cruel and kind.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Especially, I remember vividly you playing against Saha. I believe it may have. It was definitely modern. Potentially the last RPTQ there was. It was yourself and Jono.
Yeah.
And you were playing Eldrazi and Taxes, and Saha was playing the new Arc like Phoenix Hotness.
Oh, but it didn't matter. Thalia does work.
You just put a Thalia into play and
yeah, that's it. So, look, I do like playing a 2-drop that sometimes says I win the game.
Yeah, I just remember the infinite shit giving that was going on at that table.
Oh yeah.
The give and take is.
Well, I think we were both out for contention, so it was just banter between two boys.
Yeah, that's great though. I remember that really vividly.
That's the best magic.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, okay. Absolutely. So you briefly touched on it before. You've done a little bit of this limited format testing. I know that you were playing yesterday, roughly. Have you found time to put aside to test this format? Have you got any, you know, any grains of truth or any little special sauce for the team or whoever's listening?
I've got to keep my secrets close to the chest, don't I? I'm here to win, aren't I? I've played a decent amount. I've come to learn that bombs are good, which might sound stupid, but some of the bombs in this format just say, I win. Like, there's the demon that just wins the game. There's the black mythic that gives -X, -X, which wins the game. There's just a lot of cards that say, I win. Which means you need to be ready for that, I guess. How? I don't know. I haven't worked that bit out yet. Sometimes -13, -13, exile your thing just isn't good enough.
Yeah, you're in a bit of trouble if that's not good enough, to be honest.
It's just the way this format is. And then the other issue is, though, that even though you've got these big, dumb rares that win the game, sometimes you just get killed by red-black on, like, turn 4 or 5. And you're like, cool, I guess that's how it be.
Yeah, it's definitely an interesting format. I've really enjoyed it.
I've really enjoyed it.
Yeah, that's good. I think that's the main thing, right? Is just in making sure that we enjoy the formats these days, because we've played that much limited now between, you know, yourself, myself, and the rest of the team. That as long as the formats are enjoyable, and that, you know, this, I think WotC have done a good job of finding depth in the majority of the sets that they've released lately. I know that AFR was quite enjoyable, like that was literally just a core set as it was meant to be. So that's kind of okay. But everything else has been pretty enjoyable. I mean, I enjoyed the set before this. I've definitely enjoyed Crimson Vow more than the Midnight Hunt. But yeah, I think they've done a pretty good job about, you know, releasing the limited sets over the last couple of years. They've definitely got some of the things right that people appreciate.
Love to throw my stick in the conversation with that one, but I haven't played a set since the Snow one.
That was also quite a good set.
Yeah, it was not bad. I mean, I wasn't a big fan of people playing four-colored decks or whatever, but it is what it is, I guess.
Sure. And you mentioned that you haven't played Highlander since the last tournament. Is that what you said before, the Invitational?
Yeah, absolutely. Never touched the format.
And have you had a, so you obviously haven't had a chance. Have you had a chance to think about the format, or, you know, maybe wrap your hands around something that you think will be good come championship weekend?
I picked a deck. I decided basically from the get-go, I either wanted to play a deck that killed my opponent before I could make a mistake because I didn't know my opponent was doing something stupid, or I will just play Blood Moon and win the game. So that's my plan. If my opponent can't play magic, then the game gets a lot easier.
Yeah, totally reasonable. I think it's a really good really good strategy to employ on the weekend, especially, I've said it a few times, we've had it, you know, obviously I've had the same conversation multiple times, but it feels like against some of the more seasoned Highlander players the faction hosts now, it's going to be pretty hard to fight them in the ring, you know, trying to do the same thing. So a little bit of cheeky Blood Moon might be a good way to go, or putting a Grizzle Brand into play on turn two. It's not a bad way to, you know, knock them out before that they can start going rounds with you.
Like a singleton format, it's sort of already hard enough to play around things because, I mean, what, they have their one of removal spell or whatever, or their one of counter spell that beats your thing. Yeah, cool. They have their one of days. Groovy, you had it. Cool.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. So, in regards to the format, we've got 3 rounds of draft, followed by 4 rounds of Highlander, and then a top 8 Crimson Vow draft. Who do you think's going to win the whole thing this year?
I mean, you can't go past already good players. So let's go. I mean, Kyle's got a GP win under his belt, so you can't argue with that sort of result, can you?
Nope.
I would always back Kyle, you, Ian, probably the 3 top dogs I would like to avoid until the finals.
Okay, so but I need a definitive answer. I need your vote.
Okay, then I'll go Kyle.
Kyle to win it. Okay, who gets second?
I guess I need to pick you or Ian. Let's go you. Let's go you losing to Kyle in the finals. Sorry, dude.
Yeah, appreciate it. And where are you coming in?
I would like to finish the top 8. I wouldn't be happy with anything but top 8, even though I don't think I have a faction top 8 finish. But I think that's because I just haven't played as much Magic anymore. But I would like to finish top 8. I'm going to give myself a happy 5th, 6th.
5th, 6th, respectable.
1 finals win.
That's good. That's
I'll be very happy with that. But I would be unhappy with not a top 8 finish.
Very respectable. And who gets 9th?
Nathan was the first name that came to mind, so I'll lock in Nate.
All right, that puts Nathan square next to Hoodie, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, that makes sense. I'm not surprised that he's got the most.
I'm pretty sure Hoodie is in the lead, followed by Nate. So that's very good. That's very good indeed.
Do I have to pick a last place?
Oh, you can pick a last place if you want.
It's gonna be Jono for making refuse to mulligan. The guy will refuse to mulligan. I don't think he's touched a Magic card. He'll be making flesh and blood players left, right, and center. Sorry to throw you under the bus, Jono.
Pitching cards for defense.
that's it. What are creatures?
I thought that might come out of the bag there, but I'm glad that it did. Well, as I was saying, that's basically all that we cover just on these player profiles. Is there anything that you want to add to the weekend or anything you want to say before we fill this one out?
No, I don't think so. I think it's all good. I'm just hyped to hang out with the boys, to be honest. Should be good.
A few cheeky tinnies.
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about, me. Never had one before in my life, mate.
All right. Well, with that, we'll end this one. Thank you for finding the time to come on and have a chat with me, Chris. And I think we're coming towards the end of them. So I hope that you've enjoyed listening to these. And if you have, share them and like and all that rubbish. And we will be back with the next one very soon. Bye, Kyle.